We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Relationship Intervention.
Next listener Dane wants to know if you can help him with this situation he's got with his girlfriend.
You know, had a few drinks with my girlfriend, and I just kind of like joked a little bit. Is there any dark secrets that I should know about? She said that she never will tell me this deep dark secrets. I want to know, like, if I should push her to tell me.
Here was your advice for Dane.
He's got to press it. That's the time where she can come clean and say, you know what, dude, I was just messing with you.
My wife and I have been together for, it'll be 17 years this year, and ignorance is bliss. The less I know, the better.
All right, thanks for joining the show again, Dane. A lot of our listeners want to know what you did, if you did anything, because there was such good advice given both sides yesterday. So what happened with you and your girlfriend?
I did it. I pushed her last night.
Oh, she told you the secret. Can you tell us what the secret is?
Well, all right. Well, let me just set it up a little bit, if you don't mind. Because I just, like, you know, I brought this to your show to get the advice. And I do feel like I need to share it. But I kind of want to tell the story of it. So, like, I offered her some wine, you know, which, of course, she took. And, you know, it was, like, the end of the workday. And she had one. And then she had another. And then she just asked me, like, flat out, you know, like, why are you being so weird?
Oh, so you're giving off some vibes to her, huh?
Mm. Yeah. And then I couldn't hold it in anymore. I was just like, I need to know what this deep dark secret, like, I need to know this now. And, you know, I just need to know what it is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the weird part was that she started crying, like, really hard and saying, yeah. So I was just like, maybe this is, like, some stuff I don't want to know. And she said it kills her to tell me. But she just said it. And she's like, well, you know, I feel like that my ex-boyfriend that I had before I met you, like, he was the one. And now, like, I can't get him out of my mind at all.
Oh, man, dude. So she feels still connected to her ex and
yeah,
thinks
but look,
that he was the one that got away.
And I don't hate that she was this honest with you, actually, now that I know what this secret is.
I'm kind of glad she did it.
Well, how are you guys ever going to move forward in relationship if she's still holding on to feelings and thoughts like that?
So after she told you last night, Dane, what did you say?
I mean, I was speechless, you know, she just said, like, you know, I'm so sorry, and this is why I didn't want to tell you, but, you know, now there's, I don't know.
Oh, man, sorry to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting pretty emotional with us here, dude.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I had nothing to say, and I'm still numb, and obviously, like, I'm not the one for her, and we've lived together for, you know, 8 months, and now I just need space, you know?
Okay, well, now hang on, though.
That's a bummer. Ugh.
I don't think this relationship is totally done. I'm just saying that. No,
wait,
I don't.
Here comes the Band-Aid.
I don't. I think space is a good thing, but I also think it is really important that she was honest with you. And that, look, if you're going to be in a relationship, you're going to have hard conversations. And a hard conversation doesn't necessarily mean that it's over.
Yeah.
She has said that about this is about another person. I understand that. And I don't know what that other dude's situation is either. But I think it might still be worth, like, talking about if you want to be with her. Maybe this other person isn't even available. I don't think it's totally done. I don't.
You know what, Elizabeth? I'm kind of agreeing with you on this one. Dane, if you really want to be with her, you got to fight for her and get through this. This is something tough. I mean,
maybe something's missing with you guys that you can work on.
Yeah.
But are you glad that you pushed her to tell you the secret?
I mean, no, just because, like, I can't get the vision of him out of my mind. You know, like, knew of him, you know, so... know what he looks like, and that now his like face is in my head all the time, and that's the frustrating part.
Yeah, I bet. And you said you needed some space, so now obviously you need a little breathing room here. But are you thinking about maybe doing like what Elizabeth just brought up? Like, hey, let's after we calm down, maybe try and work on things.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think I'll, like I said, I'll need, you know, just have some space from her and just, you know, clear my head.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair. Okay. And no one would blame you for that. Yeah. No one would blame you for that. But this was information that if you guys are going to be together long term, I feel like this had to come out and be discussed at some point.
Well, right. I mean, the truth hurts now, but imagine down the road.
Oh, at a wedding or kids and houses and all the things.
All that stuff, right.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah.
Dane, we're thinking of you. We are really thinking of you. And I can just feel the energy of all the other mixed listeners that are hearing your story also, that are their heart goes out to you as well. You sounded so hopeful and excited about this relationship, and you asked the question to try to get that deeper emotional connection with her. So let us know what's happening in the future. Please keep in touch with us, and we wish you all the best.
Yeah, man, we got your number. Can we stay in touch with you?
Yes, please. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, and thanks a lot, man. Thanks. It takes courage just to come on the show and tell your story, so we appreciate it. And if anybody else is going through something like Dane is, maybe you got a secret that you want to reveal or one that you want to try and get someone to reveal, let us know. Hit us up on our Mix Facebook page. And who knows, you could be on Relationship Intervention next week, Thursday at 8:20, and then Friday morning at 8:20 with a follow-up. Dane, thanks a lot, and take care. We'll be in touch.
Good luck, Dane.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.